This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A showdown is brewing between the Trump administration and Democrats in Congress over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about a conversation between President Trump and a foreign leader. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump on Twitter denies saying anything inappropriate, but the administration has also reportedly ordered the intelligence community to withhold the substance of a whistleblower complaint from members of Congress. The government's intelligence watchdog said the blocked complaint is serious and urgent, but would not give details behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. The committee chairman says withholding the complaint from Congress is an unprecedented departure from the law. The Washington Post reports the complaint stemmed from a call in which President Trump made a promise to a foreign leader. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is weighing a response to Iran for the strike on Saudi Arabia's oil industry. AP's Ed Donahue.
Iran's foreign minister says a U.S. or Saudi Arabian attack on Iran would set off an all-out war. In Abu Dhabi, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says diplomacy is the way to work this out.
While the foreign minister of Iran is threatening all-out war and to fight to the last American, we're here to build out a coalition aimed at achieving peace.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Iran can't get away with this.
Restoring deterrence is going to require a military response that will create some amount of pain so they'll be less likely to do this again. And to me, it's not an all-out war scenario unless Iran wants it to be.
Iran's foreign minister says they will have a lot of casualties, but they won't blink to defend their country. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda drenched southeast Texas, forcing more than 1,000 rescues and evacuations because of rising floodwaters. Imelda is largely targeting Houston, the U.S.'s fourth largest city. This is VOA News. The U.S. military is joining federal, state, and local officials on the front lines of the battle to protect the country's elections from foreign interference. Defense Secretary Mark Esper made the announcement Thursday, saying that from now on, election security will be one of the military's enduring missions and that his department will seek to take the fight to the country's enemies. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate committee agrees to sending $250 million to the states to improve election systems. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Appropriations Committee bipartisan funding is aimed at helping states provide stronger voter security in the coming elections. It's backed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but he is still stalling a House-passed broader election security bill, saying the Trump administration has made enormous strides in protecting the nation's voting infrastructure. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a start, and while the Republicans seem to be coming around, the funding isn't all the money and reforms that the Democrats want. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A powerful suicide truck bomb devastated a hospital in southern Afghanistan, killing as many as 20 people and wounding more than 90 others. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The Taliban, who claimed responsibility for the bombing, have carried out nearly daily attacks since peace talks with the U.S. collapsed earlier this month. The massive explosion destroyed part of the hospital in Qalat, the capital of southern Zabul province, and left a fleet of ambulances broken and battered. Hours earlier, a drone attack in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province, blamed on U.S. forces, killed and wounded as many as 30 people, most of them civilians. There is no immediate response to requests for comment from the U.S. military in Afghanistan. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The U.S. Justice Department is supporting a Muslim group's bid to open a mosque in the Midwestern state of Michigan, suing the city of Troy for blocking the proposed project. The department filed a lawsuit Thursday against the city, 80,000 north of Detroit, under the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. It's a federal law that protects houses of worship against discriminatory land use regulations. Washington State Attorney General is suing U.S. President Trump to stop him from diverting $89 million from a military project to help fund the border wall with Mexico. The State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed the lawsuit Thursday in a federal court in his state. He asserts that Mr. Trump's emergency declaration and plans to divert military funds to the border wall is unconstitutional because Congress never authorized that money. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.